With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump, among the world leaders, bidding farewell to Pope Francis in a funeral today that highlighted his concern for the poor. Presidents and princes attended the Mass in St. Peter's Square today. Former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Dr. Michael Oren, says the October 7th attack by Hamas ended once and for all any hope of a two-state solution between Israel and the Palestinians.
That basically convinced just about anybody who was in favor of a two-state solution that it wasn't going to happen. And that included the very peaceful populations of the communities and farms that were bordered on Gaza on that morning. Many of those people were deeply dedicated to peace.
The director of the National Economic Council says President Trump's trade policies may hurt in the short run, but should quickly improve the lives of American workers and investors.
I think a year from now, is the U.S. economy going to be way better or way worse? And it's obviously got to be way better.
Yeah.
And with a much stronger economy, there'll be stronger profit growth, stronger wage growth, and so markets will be fine.
That's Kevin Hassett, interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Big tech stocks did carry Wall Street to the close of a winning roller coaster week. On Friday, the S&P 500 rose by 0.7% of its value. The Justice Department poised to crack down on leaks of information to the media.
It authorizes prosecutors to issue subpoenas to news organizations as part of leak investigations, serve search warrants when appropriate, and force journalists to testify about their sources. New regulations announced by Attorney General Pam Bondi in a memo to the staff rescind a Biden administration policy that protected journalists from having their phone records secretly seized during leak investigations, a practice long decried by news organizations and press freedom groups. Keith Peters, Washington.
This is SRN News. New poll maps out LGBT affiliation in the U.S.
The results of the Gallup study will probably not surprise you. The youngest Americans are many times more likely to identify as homosexual than our senior citizens. Liberals, Democrats, and city dwellers are also more likely to be amongst the LGBT than conservatives, Republicans, and people who live in rural areas. Homosexuality is more prevalent amongst women than amongst men. Level of education seems to have no effect, however. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court has ruled against a Republican lawmaker from Maine who sued the state's Democratic House Speaker after being censured for a social media post about a transgender athlete. Representative Laurel Libby posted about a high school boy who won a girls' track competition. House Speaker Ryan Fechtove then accused Libby of violating the state's legislative ethics code, and the Maine House of Representatives censured her in February. This is SRN News. Google kicked off the year with robust growth despite serious legal, competitive, and economic challenges.
Google's profits surged 50% in this year's opening quarter, even though its internet empire does business in an economy that's been roiled by a global trade war. The numbers released by Google's parent Alphabet indicate the company is rising to the challenge so far, but investors are likely to remain concerned about the turbulent times ahead. Alphabet's earnings and revenue growth came in stronger than analysts were expecting. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Shador Sanders is still waiting to hear his name called in the NFL draft after three rounds, 102 picks, and five quarterbacks selected ahead of Coach Prime's highly touted son. His stunning slide continued last night when his name was not called. Sanders was arguably the most recognizable and talked about player in the country entering the draft. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.